Some international students are finding it so hard to find appropriate and affordable accommodation, they're sleeping in university libraries. That's according to the Council for International Students. It also says some new arrivals are also falling prey to housing scams. With more, here's Sarah Maunder.
Akash, not his real name, is a Nepalese student who moved to the northern New South Wales city of Port Macquarie to study at Charles Sturt University. He was given assurances that he'd have somewhere to live, but when he arrived, there was nothing, and he had to check into a backpacker's hostel.
I was thinking that I was going to stay there for a week or two, but then that got extended and had to stay for 1.5 months.
Akash isn't alone. Many other international students complain they're being left out in the cold when it comes to appropriate student housing. Some are being forced into drastic measures, such as sleeping in campus libraries and other common facilities. Six international students were asked to leave a 24-hour facility at Port Macquarie's Charles Sturt University campus after it was discovered the students had been sleeping there overnight. Arjun Matilakar Madatil is from the Council of International Students Australia.
I have heard about that a lot before. They stay at YHA or other hostel options, but then once that is done and they become homeless, they have to find a place, and they feel safer to stay on campus or, you know, on campus library, for example, because they know that it's safe there.
CSU acknowledges that the students were having difficulty finding suitable accommodation in Port Macquarie, and it is working to assist them. In a statement, the university says the students travel between Port Macquarie and Sydney each week and were offered a range of accommodation options through the campus. The students have advised CSU they are now living with friends when they travel from Sydney to Port Macquarie during the week. The National Union of Students says Australian institutions are attracting more international students than ever before. But NUS President Mark Pace says the availability of affordable housing hasn't improved.
Because of that, what we're seeing is a huge increase in the demand of affordable housing, and therefore students taking this you-have-to-take-it mentality. And landlords are quite often exploiting that, putting them into subpar accommodations, sometimes illegal and quite often horrific.
The Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham says the reports are concerning.
It is up to Australian universities to make sure that when they enrol students, there is appropriate support for those students, as well as in terms of the accommodation that's available to them. It is also up to students to make sure that they're meeting with their visa requirements, which do require that they're able to support themselves.
The Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham ending that report by Sarah Maunder.